I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A nonpartisan voting rights group is urging Georgia to conduct elections on hand-marked paper ballots. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Lawmakers, elections officials, and members of the public all got to test different machines and ways to count votes. They range from touchscreens and barcodes to old-fashioned hand-marked paper ballots. Marilyn Marks is the head of the nonprofit Coalition for Good Governance. She worries that many of the companies brought systems that were more complicated and expensive than Georgia needs and hopes the state picks hand-marked paper ballots.
All of them have the capability to read hand-marked paper ballots, but what I fear is that what's being shown here today, pushed here today, is mainly a very complex, unverifiable system.
A voting commission meets one final time next week before recommending a new voting system to lawmakers. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Authorities in the East Georgia town of Bartow say it will take several days to clean up a chemical spill caused by a train derailment. The Augusta Chronicle reports the investigation could take weeks. Norfolk Southern and the Federal Railroad Administration are both investigating. The train was carrying several large tanks of hydrochloric acid and hydrogen peroxide when it derailed Sunday night. The town was evacuated for a few hours. The Jefferson County Emergency Management Agency says it's safe for residents to return home. WRDW-TV reports a firefighter and three law enforcement officers were treated for respiratory issues. And Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is expected to be even busier than normal the Monday after the Super Bowl, which takes place February 3rd. According to the AJC, the Atlanta City Council approved $1.4 million Monday, which will go towards facilities, security, marketing, and public information. The ongoing government shutdown could be a major issue if it continues into February. TSA employees who are designated as essential have been working without pay. In response, some employees are reportedly calling in sick, which could impact security wait times at the airport. Well, starting this week, Uber is offering an electric bike service in Atlanta. The bikes cost $1 to ride and then 10 cents a minute. This announcement comes a month after Uber and Lyft each introduced their own fleets of dockless scooters to the city. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons have reportedly offered the offensive coordinator position to Dirk Cutter. He was recently fired from his role as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Falcons must also find a new defensive coordinator and special teams coach after a round of firings on New Year's Eve. And congratulations to Cartersville High School graduate Trevor Lawrence. He led the Clemson Tigers to a 44-16 victory over Alabama in the College Football National Championship game Monday night. The freshman quarterback was also selected as the game's offensive MVP. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.